What advice do you have for parents to help their children develop healthy media habits?
Well, the first thing I want to say to parents is that perhaps you really don't know how much time your youngster is spending with media. With broadband and media a given in most households, because there's Wi-Fi, the children are really all over the house with this. The screens are everywhere, so you don't have to sit and make an appointment where parents can actually say they watched television for an hour or two. Media in children's and even teenagers' bedroom is a detriment to their health, both their family health, their ability to connect with the family, their ability to get information unfiltered into their brains, and also the ability to go to sleep. The research clearly shows that media, television, video games, DVDs, Game Boys, and also cell phones in children's bedrooms is not a good idea. And that's a habit that we would like to reinforce all the way through most of the teenage years. One other excellent suggestion to parents is to monitor their own media usage. It's very difficult to tell children what to do if we're doing it ourselves. As James Baldwin said, children will not always do what we say, but they will always do what we do. You want to unplug yourself. Is the TV always on? Do you take your cell phone to the dinner table? Do you text while you're trying to talk to your children about something? Do you text while the television is on? Are you on your laptop while the television is on? Are you on your laptop while everybody's watching a movie together? These sort of habits tend to be infectious to your children. The next thing that we would recommend is to fire your electronic babysitter. Whenever the kids are bored or need a break, it's very easy to default to the nearest television screen, computer screen, DVD screen, even in the cars. Don't be tempted to flip a switch when the kids are bored or you need a break, because this will allow them to always default to screens when they're bored. We see people doing what I call media snacking. When they're waiting for the bus, when they're waiting for their food, when they're in the cafeteria, when they're on the bus, children are snacking on their devices, which again becomes a pretty ingrained habit. Take a look at your own family's media habits, and if you're uncomfortable with them and you think you're out of balance, and remember balance is one of the most key words in parenting, then you're going to have to rebalance. So try and fire that electronic babysitter if you can.